want to show them?
Yeah. You can be part of the presentation.
Check it out right here. Oh my God, it's so cool.
I'm going to call to order this hearing of the Senate Committee on Health. We have two items before us at the moment. I do note that we do not yet have a quorum. We'll go ahead and begin as a subcommittee. I would make note that the first people here are the chair, the immediate past chair, and a former chair of this health committee in the state assembly as well. So I appreciate that leadership and being on time. And I appreciate Senator Lara being here. So we'll go ahead and take up item number one, SB 695 as a subcommittee. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. SB 695 removes barriers to licensure for teachers and healthcare practitioners by allowing the use of an I-10 when applying for a professional license. Assembly amendments allow the Department of Child Support and Services to collect the I-10s of licensees to ensure they are in compliant with the law. Amendments also ensure that licensing entities cannot request the disclosure of citizenship or immigration status for the purpose of the licensure. Studies show that requesting such information discourages immigrants from applying for licenses and other benefits, even when they are perfectly qualified. SB 695 expands access to licenses and opens up opportunities for our immigrant communities to work in high-skilled and in-demand professions. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Witnesses in support. All right. Seeing no witness support, witnesses in opposition. Okay, seeing none, actually I see we have a quorum, so if you don't mind, Secretary, can you please call the roll to establish quorum?
Han?
Here.
Han, here. Nguyen?
Here.
Nguyen, here. Bell?
Here.
Bell, here. Hernandez?
Here.
Hernandez, here. Leyva? Mitchell?
Here.
Mitchell, here. Monning?
Here.
Monning, here. Nielsen? Roth?
We have a quorum. All right. Question from committee members. Yes, Senator Monning.
I'm wondering if the author would be so kind as to introduce his staff that are supporting him on the bill today.
I have my staffer, Michelle Valdivia, and then I also have my godson who's shadowing our staff today. And he's doing a great job.
Great. Thank you for that. And with that, I'd like to move the bill at the appropriate time.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so any other questions from committee members? All right. Well, Senator Lawrence, thank you so much for bringing this bill forward. So important people feel are able to engage in our healthcare system and also feel safe doing that. This bill has been moved by Senator Monning. The motion is that assembly amendments be concurred in. Secretary, please call the roll.
Han?
Aye.
Han, aye. Nguyen?
Aye.
Nguyen, aye. Bell? Bell, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Leyva? Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Nielsen? Roth?
Okay, that bill has 6 votes. We'll put the bill on call.
Thank you, Mr. Chair members.
Right, thank you. All right, so we are now waiting for Senator Portantino, who I understand may be presenting another committee. Okay, so we will wait. Okay, if you want to go. So actually, we did just present Senator Lara's bill, so I would, if it's all right, do you want to lift the call? Okay, so let's lift the call. Please call the roll of absent members on SB 695.
Leyva? Nielsen?
No.
Nielsen, no. Roth?
Okay, we'll put the bill back on call. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, Senator Rothrigg. Okay, so we did already hear item number one, SB 695. Secretary, can you please call the roll of absent members?
Leyva. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye.
Okay, we'll put that bill back on call.
Thank you.
SB 695. We're awaiting the Senator Portantino is the author of item number two, but yes, so I'm going to lift the call and ask the Secretary to call the roll on absent members on item number one, SB 695.
Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. So that bill is out, 8-1. And right on time, Senator Portantino, you do not know what has been going on in your absence. There you go. Okay, so item number two, SB 275. Senator Portantino, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'm presenting SB 275, which establishes the Children, Adolescent, and Young Adult Substance Disorder Treatment Act. SB 275 requires the Department of Healthcare Services to convene an expert panel to advise DHCS on the development of youth substance use disorder treatment. The bill also defines youth substance disorder treatment services to include any publicly funded direct services intended to address or treat SUDs for individuals from birth to 26 years old. California has made numerous attempts to address the complex knot of issues related to mental health and substance abuse. This bill does that, and I'll just stop there.
Thank
you. I know
you
want to say a few words.
All right, witness and support.
Robert Harris on behalf of SEIU California and the California Society of Addiction Medicine, two of the co-sponsors of the bill. And we've worked long and hard at this with your committee staff, with the committee staff in the Assembly, and with Senator Portantino's staff to come up with something that encompasses everybody and does the right thing by our California kids. And we'd appreciate your support.
Okay. All right. So other witnesses in support.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Farrah McDade-Ting on behalf of the California State Association of Counties in support.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair and members, Megan Allred on behalf of the California Medical Association in support.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Megan Subers on behalf of California Health Plus Advocates in support.
Thank you.
Helen Roth Dowden, Teachers for Healthy Kids. We want to thank Senator Portantino and the sponsors for taking amendments, and with that, we remove our opposition. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Witnesses in opposition. Seeing none, questions from committee members? Seeing none, the bill has been moved by Senator Mitchell. I want to thank you, Senator Portantino, for bringing this bill forward, and certainly look forward to supporting it. The motion will be that assembly amendments be concurred in. Secretary, please call the roll.
Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye. Wynn.
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Bell. Bell, aye. Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell.
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Nielsen.
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye.
Thank you.
The bill is out 9-0. With that, we've concluded the agenda of this hearing of the Senate Committee on Health. We are now adjourned.